My dad didn't believe the car wash was really free. He thought there had to be a catch, and he missed out.
Some people are like your dad. They don't believe salvation is really free. I'm Zach, and you're tuned in to the one and only Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening. When I was younger, sometimes I'd get sick and I'd have to stay home from school. I'd watch TV and see these commercials that said they'd send you a free gift, except you had to pay for them to send it to you, so it wasn't really a free gift. There's a lot of people that think Jesus' gift of salvation is like that too, that it's not really free. They think they have to earn it in some way. That's just not true, though. Romans 6:23 says this, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Today's story is called Really Free. "Look, Dad," Larissa said when Dad stopped at a traffic light one Saturday afternoon, "that sign says free car wash." Just then, a young man leaned toward the open window. "Would you like a car wash?" he asked, pointing to the parking lot behind him where a group of teenagers were spraying down a car. "It's free." "Sure it is," Dad said with a snort. "Free for a donation, right?" "No, it's really free, honest," the young man replied. But Dad was sure there was a catch, so he drove home. Larissa got out and looked at the car. "Wow, this car really does need to be washed." Dad nodded in agreement. "Let's get out the hose and rags and get at it." When Mom saw what they were doing, she stopped them. "Take the car over to the high school. They're giving free car washes today." Dad smirked. "You fell for that line? There's got to be a catch to it." "No, there isn't," Mom assured him. "I got an email saying several businesses pledged money for every car the kids wash. The money goes to the local food bank. The more cars they wash, the more money the food bank will get. But it won't cost you a cent." "Really?" Dad hurried to the car. "Come on, Larissa, let's go put those kids to work." As Dad pulled into the high school parking lot, there was just one man loading a hose into a truck. "I'm sorry, but we're closed," he said. "If you had come a little earlier, we would have been glad to wash your car. But now it's too late. The kids are gone and the equipment is put away." Larissa groaned as they drove away. "You missed a free car wash just because you wouldn't believe it was free." Dad sighed. "You're right." He looked at Larissa thoughtfully. "That's how it is with God's gift of salvation, too. We might want to think there's a catch to it, that we have to pay or work for our salvation in some way, but God says it's a gift. It's free. Jesus paid the price of our sin by dying on the cross so we could have his free gift of eternal life." So how about you? Did you know that eternal life is a gift? It really is free. You can't earn a gift or pay for it in any way. All you can do is accept it. Today, God offers you that gift, but someday it will be too late to receive it. Don't wait until it's too late. Trust Jesus as your Savior now and receive his free gift of eternal life today. For more information on what it means to trust Jesus as your Savior, check out the Have You Heard the Good News section on page 108 of the Keys for Kids print devotional. Our key verse once again.
Romans 6:23. "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord."
And our key thought today. Salvation is free. If you love the Keys for Kids stories every day, now you can read them on your Nook or Kindle. Grab a parent and go to keysforkids.net, then click shop. Jump into God's Word with Keys for Kids and get the ebook at keysforkids.net and click shop. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to